This is Steve Woodward teeing off. Pandering politicians fixate on socioeconomic gaps, the wealth gap tied to the wage gap, which fuels the racial opportunity gap. But a George Mason University economist cautions against overlooking the worst gap of them all, the marriage gap. She points to data going back to the 1950s when only 1 in 20 children was born out of wedlock. Today, it's 2 in 5. The United States holds a dubious distinction. It sustains the world's highest rate of children living in single-parent households, 23% compared to an international norm of 7%. And there are consequences. A recent youth survey reveals only 17% of kids from single-parent households graduated from college and were roughly twice as likely to be incarcerated. What sustains the marriage gap? Autopilot government entitlements. A couple with two kids, each parent earning $30,000, receives around $5,000 in earned income tax credits if they remain unmarried. That's a tax on marriage. Medicaid eligibility, housing vouchers, and food stamps also phase out after marital vows. It's soft tyranny. Instead of I do, it's we can't. I'm Steve Woodward, totally teed off.